Proclamation number 5369 of 19th of April, 1952. God takes care of earthly things. I will take care of your physical well-being if you strive for spiritual well-being, which is the meaning and purpose of your life on earth. I have given you this promise that I will provide you with everything you need if only you seek my kingdom and its righteousness. If you strive to walk righteously before my eyes and to acquire the degree of maturity for your soul which entitles it to enter the kingdom of light, and I stand by my word, I take fatherly care of your earthly life, because I can certainly take over this care, but I cannot promote your ascent development out of my abundance of power, which presupposes your free will. But you should not be prevented from spiritual striving by earthly worries. You should only be able to devote yourselves to your spiritual task completely carefree. Therefore you can trustingly burden me with every earthly worry. I want to carry it for you. I want to help you in every adversity. As a loving father, I want to do everything for my children that makes earthly life bearable for them. I want to provide you with food and drink, with clothing and shelter. I will give you health for body and soul, and you shall want for nothing if only you make an effort to fulfill your task in earthly life, to always and constantly strive to shape your nature into love and thereby come close to me myself as your Father of Eternity. To anyone who seeks to win me, I will give myself and everything else that will make him blissfully happy. But on earth he has to prove his will, his love and his desire for me. He is to live according to my will. He has to fulfill my commandments, which only demand love for me and for his neighbor. Then he can truly be certain that I will take over all care for his physical well-being, because I don't want my earthly children to be held back from spiritual striving by worries of any kind. And even if it seems as if my love has withdrawn, even if it seems as if I don't remember you, wait patiently until I obviously make myself known to you. Often I want you to become aware of help from above, which can only happen when you seemingly hopelessly face adversity. There is no adversity so great that I could not banish it, and there is no love as profound as mine, which is always ready to help, but which often waits until the moment when it expresses itself in order to be able to reveal myself to you in my love and might. But don't let yourselves be put off by the fact that I sometimes keep myself hidden. I know exactly what you need, just as I know how I can help you so that it will be a real help for you. But don't forget your soul, whose hardship is truly far greater if no help is brought to it. For the soul will continue to exist when your body passes away, and the care you have given to the soul can no longer be taken away from it. They are treasures which it will take with it into the kingdom of the beyond, and which are incomparably precious compared to what the body needs in order to live on earth. But you need never worry and look anxiously into the future. What you do for your soul is the only thing that matters. Leave everything else to me, your Creator and Father from eternity. Amen.